UC Berkeley employee celebrates violence against conservative activist on campus. By Tom Sikata on February 22, 2019. An employee at UC Berkeley celebrated a conservative activist being punched on campus in a tweet on Wednesday. According to a report from Campus Reform, an employee at UC Berkeley is celebrating a recent act of political violence that occurred on campus. In a video captured earlier this week, activist Hayden Williams was punched in the face during a Turning Point USA recruiting event. The assailant has yet to be identified. In a statement to Breitbart News, UC Berkeley said that they are committed to ensuring that students across the political aisle can peacefully discuss hot-button issues. UC Berkeley strongly condemns violence and harassment of any sort, for any reason. That sort of behavior is reprehensible and intolerable. We have, in recent years, spent millions of dollars to ensure that students from across the ideological/political spectrum can safely and successfully promote and discuss their beliefs. Our commitment to freedom of expression and belief is unwavering. Despite this alleged commitment to peaceful discourse, an employee at the university celebrated the attack on Twitter. An employee named Yivi Panda, who works for UC Berkeley's Data Science Education Program, said that the attack made him feel so much better. "Oh my God, the MAGA people on UC Berkeley campus yesterday got punched in the face by someone. This makes me feel emotionally so much better. Thank you so much, random stranger, for not letting it go unchallenged. Hope you aren't in too much trouble," the tweet read. "Fuck you, Turning Point USA." Panda, who has since privatized his Twitter account, has yet to face sanctions from the university for his endorsement of violence. In a statement to Campus Reform, UC Berkeley spokesperson Dan Mogaluf confirmed that Panda was employed by the university. Mogaluf then argued that Panda does not represent the university's values. "This person does not speak for the university, does not represent the university, and does not share the university's values," Mogaluf said. "The university has made clear through word and deed that violence and harassment are reprehensible and intolerable, no matter who the perpetrators and victims are, or what they believe in. While we have no legal ability to control or sanction what employees do during their free time, it should be absolutely clear that any expression of approval and support for violence stands in complete and total opposition to the values, commitments, and policies of this university," Mogaluf added. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.